It a lot of times comes back down to repetition. It comes down to practice. And I think the analogy to sports is sometimes way overdone. But it's a question of whether you want to be a coach or a player. And to be a good coach, a lot of times we think you have to have been a great player. In other words, to manage and hire and develop salespeople, we think, some of us at least, think that you must have been a really great salesperson in order to do that. But I don't necessarily believe that's true. Do you?
No, I think it's helpful to have been good.
Hey, are you ready? Are you ready for another episode of The Business of Sales? First things first, thank you for listening. I appreciate that you're giving up your time. In return, I want to make sure that we're giving you interesting guests and an idea or two that's going to help you in your business. So, hey, thank you for being here. Allego.com sponsors our show, and it would absolutely mean the world to us if you would go to Allego.com and request a demo. That's called supporting us through our sponsors. And more importantly, you're going to find something on that sales enablement platform that can help you increase sales and the retention of your sales force. A sales enablement platform, it does so much. I think you'll be amazed. Allego.com, check it out. In the meantime, let's roll. Here's this week's episode of The Business of Sales. Every now and again, have you noticed that you just have to start? I mean, every now and again, you just have to launch. You just launch. And Sean Channel is with us today. And Sean's a consultant for business owners like you and me with everything that we need to run a business and run it effectively and efficiently. And Sean's here today to talk with us about what he does. So, hey, Sean, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure's all mine, for sure.
Well, we're glad you're here, buddy. Hey, so tell us how you got into this work of consulting with business owners.
You know, it's funny. It happened organically. I was, you know, a career salesperson, led sales, you know, worked as a salesperson, moved up into sales leadership, moved into sales training. And through that, you know, just networking and building some relationships, I was asked to do some training for a small business organization. And gentleman and I, he, you know, kind of heard some of the impacts I'd had on salespeople within the corporate environment, the corporate world I was working in. And he said, I think you can really deliver something to our organization. And so my first training outside of the corporate world was really for a group of small business owners. And with that, what I found is most of them were kind of on that cusp of their business had grown to the point where they were looking to start adding a sales team, a salesperson, and a lot of them had tried and failed to do that. And so, you know, running them through that sales training and our sales methodology, all of a sudden I had this, you know, handful of people come up to me and say, hey, if I was to hire a salesperson, could you help me train them? And, you know, as a small business owner, most of us aren't proficient at, you know, hiring a salesperson. We don't necessarily know what to look for. You know, we may become pretty good at selling our own products or services, but we may not know how to teach other people to train our product or service. And then just, you know, one of the things is I think almost all of us as small business owners have to become or learn how to do is become effective leaders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how you do that for a salesperson might be different than how you do that for, you know, someone in your, you know, office staff or someone in your services group or, you know, so there's lots of different pieces from a sales perspective that, you know, may not be inherently built into the skill set of a small business owner. And so just the need was there. And so I started working with a couple clients and started building my business from that perspective.
Oh, sounds great. And I mean, it's so very, very much needed. The fact is, you're absolutely right. The way you hire a salesperson is different than the way you hire an administrator or a chief operating officer or a chief financial officer. It's different. It's a whole different skill set for a really professional salesperson compared to, well, frankly, anybody else out there in the world. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, sales is such a different skill, you know, to be good at it. It takes a different type of person. And honestly, there's some, you know, having led sales teams for, you know, 10 plus years, it's hard to find the right people for the role. And those people can be challenging to manage. So, you know, the things that make them good at sales don't necessarily make them the perfect employee per se. So
yeah, I would agree with that.
You definitely have to open up.
So what do you think makes a good person that would be a candidate to be a salesperson in your organization if you were looking for a salesman or a salesperson? Pardon me.
Yeah. Well, for me, the biggest probably single piece is, you know, are they hungry? Do they have a strong desire to be successful?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's definitely something that translates into lots of other roles. One of the other pieces, though, is, you know, that's typically coupled with a strong level of persistence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these aren't people who take no for an answer. And I think, you know, as entrepreneurs and small business owners, that's something that we also have in our personality, if we're going to be successful, especially. So you may see some of that in there, but then from a leadership perspective, you know, managing who's someone who doesn't take no well, you know, these are people that are, their day-to-day interactions are people saying no and then figuring out how to go around that person or, you know, keep coming back and asking again or a different way, et cetera. So when you're managing someone who's that's part of their personality, that's where some of that potential frustration can come in when you're like, geez, I told you no or not to do this 5 times and you're still doing it. Well, you hired them for that personality trait. So, you know, you got to find that balance. But the persistence, the hunger, to me, are the two most important. We can train you the sales methodology. We can certainly train you the industry. We can train you the product or service that we're selling. You know, if I wanted to couple that with something else, it would be a real curiosity for other people. I think if you're a curious individual, then that gives you a strong natural acumen for sales, right? Because really, to be good at sales, you have to be genuinely interested in understanding your customers, your prospects, business, their motivators, their drivers, their challenges, their frustrations, their goals, you know, where they're at today and where they want to accomplish. You know, if you don't understand those things, you can probably still make some sales through, you know, a lot of door knocking or a lot of cold calling and just hoping to find the people that can line up your product or service with their needs themselves. But it's much more effective if I, as a salesperson, can identify, you know, those attributes for around you and what you need, and then help you see how we can help you get there. So mm-hmm. Yeah. That natural curiosity is a big piece, in my opinion, as well.
No, I think so too. I think so too. Do you think salespeople are born or can they be developed? If I want to go into sales, can I learn how to do it and master the skills, or is it something I really have to be born with?
I spent my first 8 years as a salesperson sucking.
Didn't we all? Probably... I mean, come on, John. I think we were all there. Yeah.
So. I definitely think it's something that can be developed. I mean, I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't a learnable trait. It's not innate for me.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is one of the reasons that, you know, I've been able to help so many clients is, there's entrepreneurs who are naturally good at sales. And I do think you can be born with it. I do think there are a subset of salespeople who are just good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The challenge with that is because they're naturally good at it, they don't know how to teach somebody else how to do it, because it's not a process per se. It's just something that comes to them. And so most likely they've never had to sit down and think about, you know, what's my first step? You know, what are the questions I ask when I'm, you know, building a relationship? And, you know, what's the my top three closes? Because they're just doing this stuff innately, so they don't have to put a label on it per se.
Mm-hmm.
So they struggle with hiring people who need to be developed because they don't know how to develop them. The other piece of that then is the entrepreneurs who didn't realize they were going to have to become salespeople when they got into business for themselves. And so I work with a lot of business owners, hence you know how I got into working with small businesses that aren't ready to hire a salesperson, or they've tried and maybe they want to, but they also need to build their sales acumen because it's something that needs to be developed in themselves. And so, both sides of the equation are there. They do exist. But from my own personal experience, I was definitely someone who had to spend a lot of time learning sales and what it takes to be successful at it.
Yeah, me too. And I've been training people to do this for 40 years now. And I tell you what, it a lot of times comes back down to repetition. It comes down to practice. And I think the analogy to sports is sometimes way overdone. But it's a question of whether you want to be a coach or a player. And to be a good coach, a lot of times we think you have to have been a great player. In other words, to manage and hire and develop salespeople, we think, some of us at least, think that you must have been a really great salesperson in order to do that. But I don't necessarily believe that's true. Do you?
No, I think it's helpful to have been good.
More to come right after this. I'm Morris Sims. I'm the host of The Business of Sales. After four decades of working with sales professionals, business owners, and executives to help them improve their performance, I started The Business of Sales so that you'll have something to listen to that is going to help you in your business. When I was selling, I used to love listening to, you ready? Cassette tapes. As I drove from appointment to appointment, I would play those tapes, and I learned everything under the shining sun. I learned how to close with implied consent from those tapes. My hope and my prayer is that you'll learn something just as important for you here on The Business of Sales as I did on all those old cassette tapes that I used to listen to. All right, I guess it's about that time. So while I try and get all that tiny little tape back into that plastic cassette, please enjoy The Business of Sales. Then go make an appointment for your product.
I don't really have to be great. And when I say that is, you know, if I would never found success in sales, then when we get to the point where I say, you know, we'll try this or say this, I'm really kind of guessing as to what works. Because if I've never seen it work, if I've never had it work for me, then when I start offering a suggestion on, you know, how to overcome an objection, you know, methodically, I can walk you through the steps of an objection without ever having done it myself. But to be creative, to be, you know, to give an actual real world example, that's where I think the background, the experience helps, because you can pull from your own, you know, situations and say, you know, when I heard this objection, this is what I said. And, you know, it worked 3 out of the 5 times. You know, maybe wasn't solid enough to make it work 5 out of 5, but here's something that can, you know, at least give you a baseline and give you a starting spot that I know can be effective for you.
So,
to your point, I don't think you have to be great. I think it's helpful if you were. I think it's extremely helpful if you were good. But, you know, that just gives you more stuff to draw from.
Yeah, absolutely. The experience stuff, it adds credibility as well. And that's worthwhile. But I agree with you. I think you have to have done it, then you have to be okay. You have to at least be somewhat successful at it. And then you can go from there. But, you know, the top salespeople are probably not going to be the folks who are going to wind up going into management and to developing training salespeople because, well, frankly, those of us that are developing salespeople aren't making as much as the top sales folks that are out there. They're not going to take a pay cut to go be a boss, you know, be a manager.
I went into, you know, technology sales and found with the intent of moving into sales leadership. And, you know, I found a lot of success in my first year on the sales floor. They knew that I wanted to move into sales leadership. So I've gotten asked, well, it was the second time I said yes. I wasn't ready the first time, I didn't feel like. And I moved into that sales leadership role and watched the two other guys, gentlemen, who were on that same sales team with me, who I was outperforming up until that cusp of me moving into sales leadership. I watched what they made those second and third years. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was like, oh man, I made the wrong decision. you know, I'm like, they're making twice what I'm making as salespeople. I should have just stuck in sales.
My son was an intern for the company for a while, and he came home one day and said, Dad, why did you ever leave sales? I mean, I'm seeing these other guys out there making millions, and why did you ever leave? Well, yeah, okay, there are reasons. But anyway, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. It's just
the
incredible.
Money, you know, if you're an effective salesperson, there's always money to be made.
Yeah. In whatever industry you want to do it in. Hey, Sean, tell me this real quick. What do you think of the top two or three things that a good salesperson needs to really work on to get better and improve and to grow their business? Where would you start with those folks? They're good in sales. They're out there. They're making a living, but they want to grow. They want to get better. Where would you point them?
Yeah. So I think one of the first things is, you know, how scalable are you? And so I think there's potentially a couple pieces to that. A lot of times as salespeople this is something that I've struggled with both as a salesperson, sales leader, and business owner is, you know, where am I investing my time? You know, and you can call it time management, you can call it lots of different things, but how efficient am I being with each task and how efficient am I being with each customer? And one of the things we work with a lot of businesses on is, you know, like CRM utilization. Mm-hmm. I get it. I understand why salespeople hate CRM for the most part, and the systems aren't necessarily intuitive or built by salespeople for salespeople.
Yeah.
But if you become proficient at, you know, understanding what your, you know, highest type, your best type of customers are, then you can target those specific niches. If you understand where you're at in the sales cycle or prospecting cycle with every single client in your portfolio, then you can focus your efforts in a more concentrated manner. You know, whether it's, you know, I need to make my calls at this particular time of the day with this types of clients, or, you know, my fifth prospecting email, so I'm going to send them all out, you know, in a row or at the same time. And then also knowing, you know, this client just isn't going to buy. So why, you know, why am I calling? Why am I continuing down the process? Why am I chasing this deal that's not going to be effective or has a high probability to close? So, you know, I think that effectiveness of utilizing your resources and your time, which is, you know, probably your most valuable resource, is definitely something that most salespeople could improve through some tools, whether it's CRM or Outlook utilization, or simply just, you know, taking the time to look at the data and understand their business better and where they should concentrate their efforts. So it's definitely a piece of it.
Yeah.
I think the other aspect is, there's definitely some things that we have access to now as salespeople that can increase our personal branding. One of the tools I've used as a business owner, And it's something that I work with my salespeople on, are, you know, social media such as LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
If you invest a minimal amount of time and energy into, you know, creating a brand for yourself, that's going to scale out beyond what you could do through traditional sales efforts. And so if you, you know, when I send you an email, or when I leave you a voicemail, or, you know, give you my business card, if you pull up my LinkedIn profile, which most of us do when we're doing research on an individual, mm-hmm. and you see, you know, that I'm consistently sharing customer stories, I'm sharing industry news, I'm, you know, doing videos that offer value to my potential clients, I instantly gain some credibility and not only the organic, you know, leads, opportunities that may bring to you as a salesperson. So, you know, I think some of the personal branding that's available to us is something that can definitely help people scale their business. And the third piece is, I think you just have to continue to really learn and evolve. You know, you talked about the sports analogy. I don't disagree that it's overused, but, you know, you look at the best of the best, and they all still have coaches.
Mm-hmm.
They all still have someone to look at what they're doing and then offer suggestions.
And they all still go to practice every week. I mean, every day almost, really.
Yeah. And, you know, they're constantly looking to refine what they're doing. And it might, you know, at this point, for a lot of great people, it's refinement. It's not you have to, you know, start over. It's not that you suck at it. It's what little thing can we do to make you 1% better? And, you know, if we can find several little things over the course of, you know, months or years, now you're talking, you know, it's 5%, it's 10% improvement. And, you know, if you're talking about a $1 million a year earner, well, would it suck to add 10% to your
Probably
income?
Not. Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you can start to see some real benefits from that thing. And the reality is, you know, the world changes. So what I was doing, you know, 6 years ago as a salesperson, it may not be as effective as it was 6 years ago. Yeah. So if I'm not evolving and continuing to grow and have someone that, I mean, gives me some different perspective, I'm putting myself up in a spot where I might just be setting myself up for failure.
Yeah, real quickly. Sean, thank you so much for being with us. And that's some great insight that you've shared with us. You've added a lot of value to our audience. And I appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, again, super, super pleased that you had me on the show. And you know, I think it's always fun to get perspective. And, you know, it's sales, it's business. Definitely a couple of things that I enjoy talking about.
That's great. Well, if folks out there want to get in touch with you and talk with you about sales training for their group, where do we find you?
Yeah, I mean, you can reach out to me directly. My email address is sean.channel@just-launch.com. Always happy to interact. You can also go out to our website. It's just-launch.com and reach out to us from there.
Fantastic, man. Well, we'll do that. Thank you very much again, and best wishes to you. And for everybody else out there, you guys go out and make it a great week, and I'll see you next week right here at same time, same place for the Business of Sales.